Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing, Big JD?
Doing pretty good.
On this fine Sunday morning.
Yeah.
A little bit of rain happening around here, maybe.
That's right. Maybe. It's Sunday morning and it's raining. Maybe it's not. We don't know because we're actually not doing the show on Sunday morning.
Oh, you gave it away.
Yeah. Let the cat out of the bag.
Right away, too.
He's got an error message.
Flock quit.
Lippo's going golfing.
Going golfing when? Where?
Aren't you going golfing Sunday? Is that what this was all about?
Oh, yeah. And people should get used to that.
Is it going to be nice Sunday morning?
I think there's a chance of rain, just like the same day as yesterday and today, which is, you know, it gets hot and steamy.
Nice. Today's the day before show day. So it's Saturday afternoon.
It's Friday afternoon.
Oh, that's right. Holy 2 days before.
The guy.
They're all just blending in together.
The guy with the steady day job doesn't know. Meanwhile, it's Friday for me and it's the end of my work week and he's saying it's Saturday. I know for a fact.
Yeah, I almost.
It's Friday!
He almost lost the day.
Because or as the poop would say, it's the weekend! And then we would play Ted Nugent's Weekend Warriors.
What's new? Anything?
You wouldn't believe the rumors going around the plant today. There's
what's that? So, Big JD's coming back. What's the rumor?
No. There was supposed to be some kind of announcement today. 2:30. And the rumor mill was just crazy. They're eliminating the third shift. Mm-hmm. Chrysler is declaring bankruptcy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And as at about 2:45, after supposedly the announcement would have been made, Frank Harsha, you know, Frank, our committee man.
Absolutely.
And the alternate there, Mr. Peach, I forget his first name. Jeff?
Peach.
Peach, you know Peach.
I'm not sure who that is. I don't think I know who that is.
Okay, it's a he's an alternate for our rep, who is Mike Zinnick, your Harley Davidson riding buddy.
Right. Carry on.
I don't know if I should be mentioning all these names in the show, talking about people and stuff. But anyway, Frank and the alternate walks by, and obviously they know that there was an announcement at 2:30. That might even have been a rumor for all I know. It was just crazy, you know, how sometimes there's just a big wave of rumors just flies through.
So was there one at 2:30?
A-Channel News was out at the sidewalk, but when we came out, they were gone. Maybe there was supposed to be one, and they didn't announce it, or they didn't say anything on CKLW either on my way in, which they would have. That would be big news for this city if they...
Plant 3 closure.
Ooh, that would be deadly for the economy. This would be a ghost town. I know, I'd leave.
Economy, nothing.
I'd be gone.
Let alone everybody. Me.
Would you leave?
Well, I'd be out of a job. I wouldn't be getting paid.
You wouldn't be getting paid. Yeah.
Right. So would I leave? No, I think there's plenty to do here.
Yeah,
start a radio company.
No, get your head out of the radio waves.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I'd leave. I'd go to Detroit.
I would definitely go to the States for
sure. Start gunning people down.
I'd go to Texas, mm-hmm. I think.
And snipe.
Snipe?
Yeah.
Why are you talking about the gun thing?
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
The Supreme Court of the United States upheld, or actually turned down, this one judge ruled that the... upheld this decision by one judge that the city-wide gun ban in the city of Washington, D.C. It was a ban on handguns. Why'd you bring up the gun thing?
Why did I bring it up?
Yeah.
Because I said, you asked me what I'd do. I said I'd leave. I'd go to Detroit and start blowing people away for fun.
You would go postal.
Yeah.
Or whatever you want. I'd go auto worker.
To the postal service and see if I could get a job.
No, I guess it's not all that good of a place to be working.
No. But is anywhere?
Yes, there are places that would be fun.
A radio station, getting people coffee in the morning, anything, please.
Let me just stay here. Can I sit on the couch in the lobby?
Or just sleep here, rent free.
You set up your Heil boom mic and look like you're...
Carry it in every day at least.
Broadcasting.
drinking some green tea here. Try not to overdo it.
Overdo it.
The noise.
Well, you drinking tea is way quieter than the wrapper on that energy bar you were just drinking. Oh, I don't know. I didn't
the energy bar.
I don't even have
drinking.
Cans on. It's.
He's got no headphones on. Did I mention that thing about the Kentucky? I was talking about that somewhere on one of the shows about the guy that blew away his boss. Did you see that at all in the news? A guy in a Kentucky factory, his boss was on his case about coming in late and using his cell phone and stuff like that at work. And he called his girlfriend and said, I'm going to kill him. She never thought anything of it, I guess, and never called anybody or said anything. And he actually killed him and like five other people there and himself.
He wasn't lying, was he?
My boss is ragging on me about using my cell phone. I'm going to kill myself. Isn't that
taking
intelligent?
Taking a little too far, or is that what you're trying to say?
So, well, that's just like ridiculously stupid.
Well, obviously,
you know, I guess now his girlfriend lives all by herself in the trailer.
Yeah, she's going to shoot herself, obviously. She's going to.
He should have got her while he was at it.
She's going to be living with the guilt. He said to me he was going to do it, and I didn't do anything about it.
Did you know that we're going to get the sound from that?
Maybe. I don't know. Oh.
It's lightning like crazy, so we're trying to catch some of that thunder on the through the microphones.
I bet you it don't come
through. If I open the thing up, I might. North Korea destroys cooling tower at nuclear plant.
Okay, is that a bad thing?
No, I guess it's a good thing. It's a gesture demonstrating its commitment to halt its nuclear weapons program. They blew up the most visible symbol of its plutonium production.
Do we
Who
have
knows
to
what else they got?
Do we have to worry that North Korea has the bomb?
Well, I suppose.
Just because one guy goes insane, that's like the guy who...
They could give it to somebody that can do something with it. If they couldn't, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm sure there's things to worry about. more Mars testing from the Phoenix lander. Wet chemistry testing of the surface of the soil.
I did some wet chemistry testing last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
A little.
Where was I? So they're testing the soil there, and we're still waiting for complete results, but they're saying that some of the things that make up whatever it's made of is somewhat similar to Earth here. But then again, wouldn't all planets, it's the same solar system. I mean, they got to be somewhat similar, but they're just different distances from things or the sun and that,
the sun.
You know, so there's going to be some differences because, you know, they're uninhabitable and things like that. But I mean, the basis of planets somewhere down a certain
level
in the planet itself, it's got to be made of, you know, similar material. And it's, they probably all have or could have had the possibility of life given the right spot in the solar system. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So maybe there's differences as the planets get further from, you know, out in the solar system and the sun, and
they're
going to
cool faster
and they have rings around. I mean, who knows what, you know what I mean?
Obviously, yeah. They're going to cool faster and they're going to age differently.
Yeah. Just like people.
Well, it's hard to imagine that in the Earth's core, there's like molten rock in there. Like we've been floating around in space, which is a pretty cold place for millions of years, and there's still molten, like the foundations of what the Earth is made of.
I wonder what the degree is of space.
Well, that's going to depend on your closeness to a sun or a star.
But not anywhere near anything. Then yeah. It's obviously, it's going to be freezing, freezing, freezing temperatures, eh?
Pretty cold,
just
yeah.
Just black and cold.
Black and cold.
Hmm. That's something to fathom.
It's pretty cold on Mars.
Yeah?
I think it goes up to minus 30 degrees Celsius.
And that's the warmest?
That's the warmest it's at.
Well, then how do they think they would ever inhabit that at any point in time?
Do we hope to
Unless
inhabit
you stay,
that?
Stayed indoors. No, I don't think that's going to happen, really.
Well, then why are we spending all this money trying to explore a place that
I
is
think
just...
to find out maybe what was there. Or maybe they'll move it closer to the sun if it's habitable.
They'll move it.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Or move the sun. Robot tail. Wall-E. I guess it is.
Wall-E, that's
another
the Pixar movie.
Wall-E, yeah. Pixar movie. And when is that due?
I think it's this weekend.
Is it coming out?
Yep. It's going to be in the theaters. It's in the theaters tonight.
So I should be able to see that probably. Oh, in the theaters tonight?
Yeah.
Did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. I wasn't sure when it was, because I actually saw an article on the whole thing, a two-page thing on the net, and didn't have anything, say anything about when it was available.
I read the Windsor Star today, and it said coming tonight, for sure. Or it might have been last night, it actually previewed.
Any other news on your end? Okay.
You've got it tuned in to WKBR, Windsor's Kickin' Back Radio, WKBR.ca.
Get into today's show, which is the On the Go show. And just what do we mean by on the go?
Yeah, what were you thinking when you made up this topic?
And you were actually serious when you asked me that.
Yeah, I want to know.
Well, it actually said on the website, the jabbercast.com,
the blurb
upcoming schedule
did not give me enough direction.
Well, music players, video players, phones like cell phones, food on the go, like fast food. Even the Jabbercast, we tend to live our lives on the go. You know what I mean? We're always running, and so this is the On the Go show. Everything about fast-paced living, basically.
Oh, I got to get the song.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. So we're talking about everything on the go, and that would even include podcasting, because podcasting is something you basically listen to on the go. You can't be tied down to radio.
It's all about time shifting.
And you want the pre-recorded stuff... in your face.
Wherever.
Or wherever, yeah, sure. Up your bottom.
What?
Wherever.
On the go. Stuff up your bottom. Stuff. On the go.
There you go.
No, we don't
People do that. I've seen it in movies.
Seen what in movies?
Well, guys invite a girl over. She comes over, takes off her clothes, and she's already got something in there.
What kind of movies are you watching?
We're going to get some thunder.
That's a there long it is. One. It's a long way away. Now, yeah, supposedly, everybody, you know the formula.
What is it, 7 seconds? Or
if you count, you see the lightning and you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, for every second you count, that's how many miles it is away.
Oh, okay. So that was pretty far.
Exactly.
Yeah. I would say that's like was a good 5 miles for sure.
Yep. Positively.
Let's talk about some different things that we do or we watch, how we live on the go. Food. Fast food. Some people don't even cook. They just stop at fast food place all the time.
I know. I know a woman who is like that.
I know people like that too. It's always fast food or it's fast food at home. They buy the way they go shopping. It's TV dinners, things that they can just stick in the microwave, the pita hot pocket things. And you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And that's it. No cooking. Period. No cooking. Either they don't like to cook or they're just too busy to cook. But, you know, there's some people that, you know, they're just too busy. But, I mean, you can prepackage for the week even. There's always time.
Have one time to cook, you mean?
Yeah.
Cook for a few hours on Sunday, yeah. And then you're good for the week.
Cook three pieces of fish and three chicken breasts and make up a big bowl of salad and whatever. And then you eat it all week long. You don't have to do anything. And you're eating good.
That's the thing. People who are eating fast food all the time do not care about eating good.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Positively.
Yeah. They want the pizza and they want this and they want that, the hamburgers and the fries. And while it's all tasty, maybe it's horrible for you. And especially, honestly, if you're somebody that's on the go all the time and especially not eating right, but on the go, you need. Ooh, that was big. That was close.
That was close.
Really close.
That was like a second and a half away.
Where were we? You need to eat better. If you're running around all the time, you're probably a little more stressed than you would be if things were laid back. You
of
know,
course.
But I
think that's healthy.
That can be healthy, sure. But when you couple some stress of running around with not eating properly and the fact that your mind is probably racing all the time, especially if you're on the go and driving around and stuff like that, like it brings up all these issues where you could get in an accident. Or you're not taking care of yourself because of, you know, whatever. You're too busy and you're not eating properly, you know. And at least take, there's even better choices on the go that you don't even have to cook or make. I mean, there's protein shakes and drinks or meal replacement foods and stuff like that that don't require you to do anything except open the package in your car while you're driving. You know what I mean? Like, or the people that are on the go using their cell phones and they're not using hands-free or anything like that. You could... It's endangering for other people. So all those things, you know.
You think it's less dangerous talking to someone on the phone without actually holding your hand up to your ear.
I'd say it's less dangerous, yeah. Especially because a lot of the phones now are voice activated, so you can just say somebody's name to call them and you don't actually have to, it's the looking at it, you know, and punching numbers and all that stuff. Hands-free, meaning that you can do everything without your hands.
Right. The talking parts isn't so...
Not so much. I mean, it's you're still paying attention to, you know, you drive. It's basically like talking to somebody in your vehicle, which most people would do. And it's kind of a second nature thing, really.
Sure. And that is somewhat distracting.
Even that is somewhat distracting. Sure. Talking on the phone at all.
So you're saying that... What were you saying? As far as eating in the car?
Well, I was coupling the eating with the phone. And driving and stress and fast pace and busy and, you know, not paying attention to what you're doing and that kind of thing. So, you know, a fast paced living and everything on the go, you know, that can sometimes lead to some negativity depending on, you know, what you're doing or and that kind of thing. I mean, there's nothing wrong with on the go in most cases. I mean, podcasts or your radio shows that are archived or something like that from the radio station website and some of the TV shows online now that it's easier for you to watch because maybe you're working at your computer. So, you know, you get to watch some of these things as opposed to pulling yourself away from there and going to watch the TV or, you know, or sometimes you can watch a movie on the computer instead of actually having to go to the theater or, you know what I mean? That kind of thing.
You can watch a movie on a majillion different devices nowadays.
Well, yeah. Yeah. You can put your movies on to things and that's another thing about the fast paced on-the-go lifestyle. You take your movies with you. You take your music with you. You take everything with you. Is there anything you can't take with you?
It depends where you're going.
Yeah, I guess so. But, I mean, you have your phone with you now. There was a time where nobody had phones anywhere with them except at home. And now you have your phone everywhere with you. You have your music player with you.
And there's going to be a generation of people who will not know it any different.
That's right. We already see that now. Kids today, they have really... no idea what it would be like without anything.
Let alone cell phones, I'm thinking.
Yeah, cell phones. And especially cell phones now, to a lot of kids, they're texting. They're using it for phone calls. They're using it for their music. And many of them play video now. Like it's kind of standard now for the phone to do everything.
iPhone July 11th.
There you go.
It will do everything.
Yeah.
Except cook your breakfast.
But you can order breakfast on it.
Probably.
Yeah, call ahead.
Has a really good web browser.
So in a phone nowadays, like it's capable of doing everything. You have your address book with you. You have your notes with you. You have your to-do list with you. You have movies and music, your pictures. I guess it eliminates a lot of things that you would have had to do as well. You don't have to go get pictures developed.
Not unless you want to get them.
Digital camera and if you want them paper. But
a lot of people still want paper. I don't know why. I try to talk people out of that. Save a tree or chemicals or whatever that crap is.
Yeah.
Don't. The amount of audience you're going to get out of a printed piece of paper with that picture on it is going to be much smaller than if you put it up on the web.
Yeah. Put it on the web for everybody to see. And that's another thing about fast paced throwing all your stuff up there for everybody to see because you don't have time to go to Aunt Gertie's house and show them the pictures of the kids and of
on paper.
Junior's birthday. And yeah, so you throw them up on the web and everybody can see it. If you don't have a computer, well, then you're out of luck. But
you got to buy Aunt
for the
Gertie
most part,
computer.
Most people have them. Yeah, even the elderly have them now. We were talking about that on a show recently, too.
What, old people on the internet?
Something we were talking about. I can't recall the show exactly, but it was just a number of weeks ago. And we were talking about older folks using the computer.
Not the Jabbercast.
That's right.
Okay.
I think it was. But it may not have been.
I heard a statistic today.
Did you give me the tune?
No, but okay. I will. The statistic was 1.4 billion people are online right now in the world, which means if you think of that in terms of the whole world, which is how many people are on this planet?
Thousands.
I want to say 6 or 7 billion people,
mm-hmm.
and only 1.4 of them are on the internet. So if you're complaining about your internet, don't, because you're lucky to have it.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of countries where they can't even have internet because they can't even have electronics. Some other things keeping you up to pace with life on the go, your headsets, like I mentioned, for the phones and stuff. They have these glasses now that can give you a 105-inch screen in right in front of your eyes while you're wearing them. That comes from your video playing device, like your iPod or whatever. You plug it in, and here you have a 105-inch screen. Huge.
What?
Huge TV. You've seen these before. I think we've talked about them before on other shows or whatnot for your video iPod and whatnot, video capable devices. And they're the equivalent to watching a 105-inch screen from a distance of 12 feet.
You're talking about glasses that you put on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you plug it into your player and you put them on and you got a big screen. You're watching it, you know, if you don't want to watch on it. Some people think, well, I'm not even going to buy that thing because the screen is like 2 by 2 inches and I'm not going to watch anything on that. But you'd be surprised how fine that is, especially if you're in a waiting room or you're in bed or something and you have it propped up there. And I mean, it's a convenient little thing and you're not really so much disturbing somebody else because it's not a big 20-inch, you know, TV in the bedroom or that kind of thing. Or,
right.
If you're sitting in the bathroom and you got your headphones on and you're watching your favorite TV program, you find in a short period of time that it's rather neat.
Do you often go to the shitter and
constantly
and watch a program on your iPod?
Constantly.
You think, I want to go watch something. I think I'll go take a dump.
Yeah, just to do it. Sometimes even if I don't have it to go, pants down, sit down, watch something. I'm not bothered in there. Door's locked. Nice. Nice and private. Yeah.
It's supposed to be private.
Let me in there. Nope. Door's locked. Watching a movie. Leave me alone. See you in an hour.
But you guys get two bathrooms.
Or when my legs are numb.
When my legs go numb.
Yeah. So then, of course, there's the cell phone, like mentioned. Another thing for those on the go are the jump drives, the little thumb drives.
Got to have one of those. Or yeah. I have two. It's really
and
easy.
Wherever you are or whenever you are, you can just stick it in your or somebody's computer and grab what you need or transfer what you need. And that's part of the on-the-go lifestyle.
That is the epitome of on-the-go lifestyle.
Yeah.
You want something, just pull it off and it's a little package.
You know, maybe getting away from technology, there's, you know, got to be a lot of other things that on-the-go things, such as maybe when you go to the nearest gas bar to get your gas and you just pay right at the pump.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to go in.
I love it.
So use your credit card there or your debit card.
Yep.
You just pay like that. Or the banks. You go to the bank and it's just a drive-through. Banks have a drive-through. Did you see that commercial
recently?
Some
drive-throughs don't even have a bank attached to them. They're just a drive-through ATM.
Yeah, or drive up to even in...
No building. It's just a kiosk in the middle of a parking lot.
Did you see the commercial of the... Recently, the guy pulled up to the bank and there was a kid inside and he kept shoving things in the thing that shoots out to your... And it was shooting into this car door and everything and
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
didn't see that.
Toys and all kinds of things. The kid was sticking in there, and it was shooting out at the guy. It's pretty funny for one of the banks. And it was something to the effect of, you know, like, you don't know. There's a better bank, you know what I mean?
Than the one with the kid shooting stuff out at you.
And just ways in general to get rid of your money really fast. There's the casino.
Yes.
Or the gas pump. How much faster can you get rid of money? Pumping gas. Or gambling.
Yeah, I think gambling is probably the king of all getting rid of money fast.
Yeah, for a ridiculous reason, especially the big spenders. But I mean, gas is, you know, we have to have it basically. And at least your money's going to, I mean, it's allowing you to drive around. But you can't get rid of money any faster than just pumping it away. Stick the thing in your gas guzzler and let it take as much money as possible from you, which is more and more all the time.
Do you think that the price of gas is going to slow down this growth?
Well, we heard it here on the Jabbercast that it was going to go down to, I think, 86 cents again. We'll see.
89.
Yeah, there you go.
89 cents.
Yeah.
That's Lippo what I predicted that. Yeah. I predicted that. Thanks for bringing that up.
He's got his water on the go, and that's not the ones that you buy in the store. It's an on-the-go thing that you can refill.
Which they didn't have those 10 years ago.
At some time, yeah. That's right.
It was designed specifically to sit in your cup holder.
Take pictures on the go. He's got his camera sitting right there.
You're using me as the on the go.
He's got his laptop with him.
Yes,
that's an on the go computer. Take your computer wherever anywhere. Got a laptop.
Yep.
That's an on the go thing.
That is
for people on the go.
Another epitome of on the go thing.
And what else we got? We got the carry bag for so that you can carry your stuff around.
Got to have a bag to carry your stuff around. I carry
fanny pack.
Multiple.
He's got a fanny pack.
I do not.
No, he doesn't.
I do not have a fanny pack.
I have a big fanny pack I use a lot on my bike.
If you want to hear a shtick about fanny packs, you got to listen to the You Look Nice Today podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And you can find it at youlooknicetoday.com. And they go on about fanny packs.
Look at this. You probably can't see him now. There's a guy driving around on a big riding lawnmower, cutting lawn, and it's just pouring outside.
It's not just.
He's actually driving down a sidewalk right
now. It's not. It's not even showering. It is like.
No, it's just violently pouring.
Wicked rain.
It's like dumping the hugest bucket on the city.
Bucket
of
water.
It's not individual drops anymore. It's just all water.
Sheets of water coming out of the sky. Do you think that the price of gas will slow down the on-the-go lifestyle that as we progress, it seems like everything is more designed to be on
not
the go
necessarily.
From the water
maybe
jugs.
People will get grouped together and they'll carpool, so they'll still be on the go, or you'll take your bicycle and you'll still be on the go.
Oh, I see.
And then you'll have your iPod on and you'll be listening to tunes and you'll be, you know.
So you just think we're going to change our transportation habits?
We may, but I don't think so. I think people are just going to keep paying for it.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean?
There is going to be a breaking point though.
There may be, but I don't think it's going to be, you know.
The economy will just slow down to nothing.
Well, it may. I have a stereo in my Jeep that has a dock connector. Well, so do you.
I have a dock connector, yeah.
Dock connector in the car, so you can plug your iPod into it and play it through the car stereo. That's an on-the-go thing.
Oh, you're just thinking on-the-go things. He just wants to rattle them off.
On the go. I wish I'd have made a list, actually, but...
You didn't make a list? I asked you make a list.
I went to these... I have a couple sites here that have stuff like that. So, and here's one that was the eating thing. Exercise on the go. People exercise on the go. You can get those rubber band things that you attach to the doorknobs and everything. So people that travel or... You know what I mean? You can exercise wherever you are. We were talking about that. And there's important things to follow. You know, we were talking about eating garbage food, but, you know, taking a multivitamin and some foods on the go, like nuts, things like that, that are good for you. Maybe some freshly squeezed juice or some fruit if you must.
I'm steady, taking your advice as far as, being on the go and eating. I think people got to get used to that more. At the beginning of like last century, it was there's three squares and you ate them. Well, I'm knocking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come in,
but you can't come in.
And I think that was ingrained in our head that you had to have three squares to live like a healthy lifestyle, like to be eating enough and to be eating properly so that you're going regular and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly don't think that's a very healthy way to go about eating. I think you should just snack and graze all day.
Absolutely should. Keep your metabolism up.
But it keeps your blood sugar down.
It'll keep your blood sugar down if you're not ingesting a lot of sugar all those times, sure. It's not that it'll keep it down, it'll keep it constant. It's not going to fluctuate. So whether it's high, medium, or low, it'll stay at one constant level as long as you're eating, you know, but that's a whole other show.
And we did some talk about that on
the
show.
We have, a couple of times.
In fact, it was our most popular show.
Yeah. The Get in Shape show, actually, that was of, and I believe we did that on a January 1st show, not the last one, but the one before that. So it's quite a while back. Let's take a break and we'll come back with Sunday Morning Music Mayhem.
Hey, Big JD here. Just want to let you know that you can go to www.bigjd.com. Find out more information about all the shows that I currently host on internet radio stations and podcasting.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
And what have you got lined up for us this morning, Lippo?
It's a song by Lenny Kravitz, and it's all about the movie star lifestyle, which is, you know...
Fast-paced.
Running here, there, and everywhere, yeah. So it's... Where are you running?
Fast lane, high speed, on a drive, 20
Okay, cool tune. Lenny Kravitz.
Very cool tune. You gotta love Lenny.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website, www.bigjd.com.
So we're talking about the on-the-go lifestyle. That's what I thought we were going to be doing. But you're just trying to think of everything that has been designed to be on-the-go. You're trying to shoot as much stuff.
Yeah, the things that we incorporate in our on-the-go lifestyle. We can talk about things that create an on-the-go lifestyle, if that's what you'd like to do. What are you thinking?
I always like to think of the big picture, I guess. And I think of where are we going as a society by this constant... everything's adapted to us always being on the move, from our water bottles to the way they design.
Well, that's probably one of the things that might keep the economy rolling along is the fact that people need stuff yesterday. You know what I mean? So there's always demand for usable resources constantly. You know what I mean? Things that they can use and use up and need all the time, need with them. And I guess that could be sort of a helpful thing as far as places selling electronic gadgets or things that are, you know, constantly being reused.
Okay.
Or used up. Anything from your car tires even to, you know, whatever. If you're on the go all the time, your chances are you're going to need stuff sooner than somebody that's not on the go all the time.
Right. Do you think yourself as someone who's on the go all the time?
I do, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty well on the go all the time. Fast paced. Okay. Always on the go.
Big JD.
I got a lot going on. That's
self-inflicted though.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I think most people's are self-inflicted most of the time.
They're on the go because they want to be on the go. Maybe we're running.
Not necessarily want to be on the go maybe either, but because they do things that, you know, maybe they're doing something they like. Well, could be fortunately, but unfortunately maybe that it keeps them hopping. They can't do it here. They got to do it there. So they're always on the run or they're always, you know, got something going on that, might not necessarily be something that you want to do, or maybe your regular job that you have to run around, you know?
Right. Well, that's kind of why I asked you, even though your full-time day job is on hold right now.
Yeah, I'm just self-inflictingly busy.
Okay.
And
maybe it's because that's the kind of lifestyle you want. The on-the-go, busy here, go there, do this.
I don't mind being busy, but I think like all the things usually that I find myself doing, they're more on the creative side. And, you know, I'm always looking for something to kind of pan out, you know what I mean? So I'm busy with all that stuff.
Right.
Just like any other job or anything, when you start slacking or you don't do it and you're not productive at it, then there's no chance of, you know, anything coming out of it.
Hmm.
So I like to keep at things, you know what I mean?
What about the book?
The book's done.
Yay!
I'm in the process of editing. I'm about one third of the way through editing myself, and then it'll go to my editor and get edited fully, at which time I'll be shopping for a literary agent to get my book to a publisher.
Right.
So that's what's going on with that. Book's done.
This is DJ DeBees. You got it tuned in to WKBR.
The Jabbercast, www.thejabbercast.com, and you can email us, hear me out at thejabbercast.com, or you can go to the contact page, and
from there, you can hit the My Chingo widget, push the play or record, and record your message. I think we've been advertising this for months, and...
The My Chingo thing?
Yeah.
Well, it's always there.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
I see you have something lined up there, do you?
I do.
Yeah, what do you got?
Oh, well, I heard today that AT&T announced a bunch of the telcos that are going to be releasing the iPhone. They have announced details on their websites about what's coming up. And I just thought of that as I mentioned the iPhone before.
Right.
So I went to Rogers and this is the first time I've seen something on their website.
It's all about on the go.
On the go with your iPhone. It is the ultimate on the go device. I think the only thing it could do that it doesn't do now is video.
Oh, no video on the iPhone.
No video.
Oh, okay. Still, I thought it was the same setup as the iPod Touch.
Well, the iPod Touch doesn't have video that you can't shoot video.
Oh, you mean shooting? You can watch video on it, though.
Well, of course, you can watch video on your iPhone.
What, okay. I thought that's what you were talking about.
You know, no, it doesn't shoot video.
Right. Okay.
Which a lot of
but it is a 2 megapixel camera.
Yeah, 2 megapixel.
Not bad.
Not great.
Well, not bad for a little thing. How is there a better phone that has a better, higher quality camera?
Yeah, there's phones that have higher quality in camera.
Oh yeah,
in phone cameras. Yeah.
Up to how high? Do you know?
I want to say 4.
3 is fine.
I want to say 4.
2 is. I'd be satisfied enough with 2 as long as it had 3. I'd be happy with, but anything above 3 is gravy, because 3 is pretty good.
My very first digital camera was a 2 megapixel camera, and now that I switched all my pictures over from .Mac over to Flickr, I would go back and look at those pictures, and it's like, well, there's detail lacking in those 2 megapixels, that's for sure.
My first digital was a 3.3 megapixel, and I have pictures from it that are just absolutely stunning.
Stunning.
Yeah, 3.3 megapixels. Stunning. Stunning 8x10s that I printed even.
I'm stunned.
Yeah. You would be stunned.
No, I'm stunned by the fact that that 3.3 megapixels makes stunning prints.
Incredible. Something I wanted to mention on Tech Talk was Bluetooth technology. That's a big on-the-go thing these days. I'm sure a lot of people by now have heard of Bluetooth, you know, because of the phones and things like that, and it's a wireless technology, which you might not realize what.
I thought it was a teenage thing. They color the one tooth blue.
No, I never saw that. Is people doing that now?
Yeah, and they call them Bluetooth.
Okay.
Okay, never mind.
But Bluetooth technology is, it's basically an RF technology.
No, what's RF?
Radio frequency.
All right. It's over radio waves.
So a lot of people, you know, you go out and you buy your wireless mouse keyboard set up and you have a little dongle that comes with it and your USB thing and you plug it into your computer and then you're wireless, which is radio frequency. But one of the big differences with Bluetooth is that it's more standardized to be the same among all platforms, like with your computer, your cell phone, and your computer, your cell phone. I could take the mouse that works with yours that's wireless and use it on mine, or your earpiece and use it with my different phone. Mm-hmm. It's more standardized. And it's also it frequency hops. So it's not limited to just... And that's part of the reason that you can't just use any RF
device
dongle with any mouse or, you know what I mean? But Bluetooth it's standardized so that you can use the same device with many different other devices that, you know, they talk to each other. And it's it boils down to a wireless technology. So you see people walking around with a little earpiece and I've got earpiece. You've got earpiece?
I got earpiece.
We both have earpiece. Is that for the balding hairpiece?
The hairpiece, yes.
Another bad joke.
But so, a good example of a really good use of Bluetooth. I know a buddy of mine who's getting a GPS, and in it is it's Bluetooth. It's a Bluetooth GPS. Mm-hmm. So what you can do is hook your phone up to the GPS. The GPS has a speaker and a microphone in it, and it turns your GPS unit into a wireless system. So you're hearing the conversation through the speakers on the GPS, and there's a microphone in there.
So it kind of doubles. That's like my Oakley O-Rockers.
They're Bluetooth as well.
They're Bluetooth. So you get a little Bluetooth adapter that clip on the iPod. The iPod sends the music wirelessly to the Bluetooth headset, mm-hmm. which you can get just plain headsets, but these are sunglasses with, and it's really neat. And because the sunglasses are Bluetooth enabled or Bluetooth capable, they can as well connect to my computer. So I can use it as a earphone headset, and it's got a built-in microphone because you can also use them with your phone. So when your phone rings, the music goes down and you can just at the press of a button answer your phone, and there's a microphone built into the side thing.
You're talking like the arm of the head.
The arm. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the arm has a built-in microphone as well. So because that you need it for your phone.
Yep.
So it's for hands-free phone, iPod, computer, whatever, because they're all Bluetooth, and because Bluetooth is standardized, you can use all these different things with, you know what I mean?
Very cool technology.
So I can work my mouse with the sunglasses.
No,
that's just crazy. Where does he come up with this stuff?
I don't know.
And Bluetooth works to about 30, 33 feet in distance.
So. Yeah, and most applications are much closer than that, mm-hmm. pretty much.
So it's pretty neat. So and what else is neat about it is if you have Bluetooth, you can use a Bluetooth mouse with a Bluetooth keyboard and your Bluetooth headset, like everything can be connected. Whereas an RF thing, you'd have to have like probably three, you know, or however many different USB dongles for each thing that you have bought.
Right. They all have a section of the radio band.
Yeah.
That
Whereas
they use.
Bluetooth is just standardized to work with everything. So it's kind of neat. Bluetooth technology. Don't be afraid of technology. Don't be afraid of Bluetooth. Don't be afraid of the earpiece for your phone.
But be afraid of a teenager with his tooth painted blue.
There you go. Or a stripe in his hair. So that's Tech Talk this
Joe
week.
Joe Perry had a stripe in his
well,
hair.
Well, that's not Tech Talk this week. We're back on Music Mayhem. What's that about Joe Perry? Did he have the... It wasn't blue, though.
No, no. It was blonde.
Some people are... I don't know if his was natural, but... Some people do have that naturally. I went to a school with a guy that had a white spot on his hair that grew naturally.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty neat.
I know.
The only guy
I
ever knew like that.
So Joe Perry's could have been a natural thing, you think?
It could be, yeah. I don't know if his is or not, but
wow,
this guy had natural.
Lippo's learning something new on the Jabbercast.
This is the place to learn, the Jabbercast.
Learn.
Yeah, this is the street right here.
What is that, Strabane or Wabash?
Oh, speaking of Strabane or Wabash. This week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of all goods and services that you need on the go.
There's some gain I'll have to crank down.
Sorry.
That's all right. Maybe not.
Thanks, Steve and Larry.
I have a quote.
You have a quote? Well,
I don't know who it's by.
Oh,
you And it's do. Just something I, you know, that I thought of for this. Not didn't make up, but I mean, you know, it's a standardized quote. Everything's standardized on the go.
Bluetooth.
Yeah. You can get Bluetooth from Mr. Freezy Pops and Blue Tongue.
Blue Tongue.
Stop. I'm wondering if I have the whole thing here or not. Stop and smell the flowers.
Okay.
Or you got to take some time to stop and smell the flowers. But that's a quote from somewhere.
That is, yeah.
Very... Stop and smell the flowers. Yeah. And what does that mean?
I thought it was roses.
I thought it was coffee. There's a few different things, but yeah, I think, yeah, you gotta,
no, usually you
gotta stop and smell the coffee. You gotta stop, smell the roses.
When someone is dozy, you tell them.
Stop and quit being dozy.
Smell the coffee.
Oh, okay.
Whereas if
wake
someone's,
up and smell the
if you think
coffee.
Someone's on
oh,
the
oh, it's wake up and smell the coffee. Wake I think up. That one. Yeah. Okay.
And there's probably something that leads you into
the flowers even, but it's, what do they mean by that? Stop and smell the flowers. Sometimes you have to stop and smell the flowers. What
right.
does that mean?
That means that you're on the go all the time. You are not paying attention to yourself as a person. You're always focused on the task at hand, the next thing I got to do. You might even be thinking two moves ahead. Mm-hmm. You're not actually thinking about yourself as a person and how you're enjoying life here on earth, being a productive person. And, you know, you got to
slow down. It boils down to you don't want to miss things that you may be missing because you're too busy or that kind of thing.
Leave it to Big JD to boil it down.
The whole thing boils down, folks. So that's this week's Jabber Quote.
Brought to you by Stephen Larry.
Brought to you by Stephen Larry, sure. A couple announcements. The You Talking to Me show is, there's a few shows airing left and then it's done. Jeff and Lana show may continue on. May stop it at the same time, not sure. Those are some of the shows you can check out at BigJD.com and as well there's links to Lippo's other shows.
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
I think we're packing a lot of things into our lives by this on the go, compared to the human experience maybe 100 years ago.
Yeah. And is it good or bad?
Exactly. Is it good or bad?
I think it goes both ways.
I think so. There's a balance there that sometimes it seems like we broke the balance going too far in one way.
But the thing is, it's going to get further and further. We're never going to go back to not having, you know, these things and going back to that lifestyle that we once led. It's only going to get what some people might say worse.
Positively.
And some may say better. Eventually, we're going to be doing things faster, easier, you know, quicker. We're going to have more instead of less.
More what?
You're going to be taking more instead of giving. You know, it's going to be, well, anything. More space. More technology.
I want more gas.
More internet. My buddy Terry, he had high-speed internet. It wasn't enough. He didn't have enough transfer. What do you call it? When you use your...
Bandwidth cap.
Yeah, the cap was too small for him. So he had moved up, not necessarily... I think it might have been a little bit higher speed, too, but it was more. And you pay for it.
Okay.
And then it still wasn't enough. He was at 100 gigs. Now he's at 200 gigs. He just got it now, and they have to bring him a different modem for the phone now because he's all digital. He's got to have a different phone modem than the internet modem because they work differently for some reason now. You know, his next step is the T stuff, T1. You know? Yeah. This is the highest thing before that. And it's costs like, I think it's a couple hundred bucks a month now, as opposed to a regular $50 thing. You know what I mean? Where you get high speed internet. That's what I mean. We want, there's going to be more. Who's available. We're going to want more.
Who's he with? Do you know?
It's Cogeco.
Oh, so it's cable.
This is commercial stuff he's getting now, but I don't think it's T yet. I'm pretty sure it's not T1.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what he's been talking a lot about, the T stuff, you know, that he wants that.
He wants the big pipe coming into his house.
And it's more bandwidth, and you're allowed to transfer a lot more gigabytes of goodies. So that's what I mean. There's going to be more available, and we're going to want more. We're going to want things faster. We're going to want things better. We're going to want things bigger or smaller, depending on, you know what I mean?
That's right. You're going to want things smaller.
So, you know, there's, you know, sometimes size matters. But we won't get into that on this show.
No, let's not.
Save that for the Blue Movie Show.
The Blue Movie Show. Do you have next week's in a tab on your
browser?
Oh, yeah,
sure I do. Yeah, next week we want to tell the fine folks what we got going on next week. July 6th, garbage. We make it, we buy it, we pick it, we even eat it. But really, is all our garbage really garbage?
Right, one man's garbage is another man's treasure.
That's right.
That's next week's Jabber quote, by the way.
Garbage, trash, junk. We discuss it all on the Garbage Show.
Okay.
And every Jabbercast show.
Can we talk about the band Garbage next week?
We can.
All right.
Sure.
That's the chick bass player on there, right? Or chick singer.
Garbage?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember, but I don't think they're not still together or anything, are they?
I don't know. They were garbage.
So anyway, that's this week's Jabbercast. As mentioned earlier, this was pre-recorded.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hopefully be live next Sunday morning
at wkbr.ca.
There you go.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
See ya.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.